Parsha Shmini has a lot of things going on in it. There is basically the introduction to the Hakam Samishkan. There is the list of kashrus of things of animals which are kosher and not kosher. There's a lot going on. I want to focus in on the Hakam Samishkan a little bit, how that relates to this time period that we're in. There's a bootleg album of a concert. It's a Shev Brach that Shlomo Carbach played in Lakewood many years after he left Lakewood, when he was already world famous and whatever. And not on this tape, he doesn't say, but somebody else says that a cute voice. He says, "We say that between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is called." There's somebody else on the tape. That between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is called Ben Kesa LaAsor. Ben Kesa, when the moon is covered up because of the beginning of the month, LaAsor to the 10th of the month. What do you call the time period between Purim and Pesach?
Spirit over.
Between Purim and Pesach is called Ben Kos LaKos. So it's a cute little voice. It's called Ben Kos LaKos because you drink on Purim and you drink wine, Dalakos on Pesach. But what does that mean? There is a connection between Purim and Pesach. We know this year we had two Adars, and we celebrated Purim specifically in the second Adar. Why? Because we want Purim to be closer to Pesach. Why? Because the Gemara says we want to be mesamech geula ula. We want to juxtapose the redemption that we had on Purim to the redemption that we had on Pesach. And the truth is, they have a certain thing about HaKadosh Baruch being involved in our lives and Hashgacha Pratis and things like that.
We'll talk about the actual more about that. Took place during second Adar?
And it actually took place during Nisan. During Nisan, right?
They received on Nisan. Right?
Correct, they received during Nisan on Pesach. But, that's when Esther fasted and then she went to the king, etc. Fine. So there's this interesting connection. And some of Farshim point out that, we have two beginnings of the year. We have Rosh Hashanah, which is the beginning of the year for the year cycle in Tishrei. And then we have Nisan, which is the beginning of the year for the month cycle, right, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So just like going into Rosh Hashanah and Tishrei, we have a whole month of preparation. We prepare ourselves with Elul, we're saying Slichos, we're doing Tshuva, right? And Elul gets us into Tishrei. So too, when it comes to the new year, that's starting Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we're starting a whole new year, we have to prepare. And we have the amount of preparation of Adar. And the Simcha of Adar is a preparation for the new year, in a sense, that starts out in Nisan. And in Nisan, as we mentioned from Pinkus earlier in the week, Nisan has a koach of hischachos, of newness. And newness brings, like I think Rabbi Elmalai spoke about this, newness speaks, brings about simcha. And so therefore the avodah of Adar and Nisan is an avodah of simcha and tshuva, not mitoch yira, like we have in Elul, but rather a tshuva mitoch simcha and ahava, which is unique to this season. And this ties in very nicely to our parsha as well. Because in the parsha Shavua, it talks about the preparations for the Hakama Samishkan. And the Hakama Samishkan was on what date? Anybody know?
Aleph Nisan.
Aleph Nisan, correct. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan where there was a Hakama Samishkan. What happened 7 days before that? 7 days before that, there was a preparation period. Chaf Gimel Adar until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There was a 7-day preparation period called the Miluim. The Miluim. There was special Vagrat. Moshe Rabbeinu had a special job. He served as the Kohen Gadol before Aaron took over, and showed Aaron and his sons how to do things. Aaron and his sons were sitting in the chatzar of the Mishkan. They were there to watch everything that's going on, learn the ropes, etc. And Moshe Rabbeinu had another crazy job. He had to take apart the Mishkan and build it up every day. Every day, took it down, build it up. Take it down, build it up. Every single day for 7 days. What's that all about? So, the Imri Baruch, Rabbi Simon, brings down a very nice idea. He says, he quotes Rav Huttner explaining the Pasuk in Mishlei, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam. The Pasuk says, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam, that a Tzadik will fall 7 times, but get up. Right? So he says, many people think that the meaning behind that Pasuk is that even though the Tzadik falls 7 times, but he gets up, and that's why he's a tzaddik, and that's why we respect him, and that's why he's such a great role model, etc., etc. Says Rav Huttner, that's a mistake. The real way to understand the the pasuk Shev Yipol Tzadik Kam is that because he fell seven times, that's why he's a tzadik. Because he failed, and he overcame those failures, and he worked to go beyond them, that's what makes him a tzaddik, and that's what makes him somebody worth respecting and somebody as a role model. And so therefore, Rabbi Simon applies that over here as well. And he says, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to take down the Mishkan and build it up. Take down the Mishkan and build it up. Why? To show to show Klal Yisrael that a hashras hashchina, that Hashem's presence doesn't just rest in these fancy, grandiose buildings where there's tremendous plans and things that get set up in a beautiful way right away, but even something which is temporary, doesn't look so chashuv. It's a bunch of like carpets thrown over, like, you know, these poles. You know, take it apart, roll it up every day, take it down, poles. Well, okay, put them back up. You know, it's like a portable thing. It's a portable thing, the Mishkan. So it doesn't, you know, in a certain way, it doesn't seem so chashuv. Doesn't matter. No, Hashem's presence can be there also, and therefore, and it doesn't matter. Things can be taken down. You can be knocked down, but so long as you build yourself back up, Hashem is there with you. And it's an important lesson. It's a real lesson for us to learn in terms of our own avodas Hashem as well. And this is ultimately this is part of the lesson. He brings out another piece. Rabbi Simon quotes from the Ramban that this is the message that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Aaron. Also, it says on the first day when Aaron was supposed to bring the karbonos, so he was very, very nervous. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, "Krav el hamizbeach, come close to the mizbeach." So Rashi already brings down the Ramban. Aaron seemed to be hesitant, right? Why was he hesitant? Because he said, "I'm gonna be the Kohen Gadol. I'm gonna be the one to represent the Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chet HaEgel is all my fault. I'm responsible for the biggest sin of the Jewish people throughout history. I'm gonna be the one to bring karbonos to be Miratza Hashem, to appease Hashem for the Jewish people." And so Moshe Rabbeinu says, basically, he says, like, don't worry. It's in the past. Krav al mizbeach. Come close to the mizbeach. You should know that your karban is chashuv. It's valued by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is a very important chizuk for each of us, to know that the past is not ma'akev. The past doesn't hold back further growth in Avodas Hashem. Even though we may have done averos in the past, but the language of avera, I don't know, I've never seen anybody who says this, but it just occurs to me today. Maybe the reason why we call it an avera, because you literally means passed over, right? You went over, you passed a decree, a rule of Hashem. But maybe part of the perspective we're supposed to have towards an avera is, you know what? It's in the past. Forget about it. You can't live by continuously questioning yourself and saying, "Oh, maybe I'm not worthy to serve Hashem. Maybe I'm not proper." You know, did Hashem ever forgive me? You did an avera. You did tshuva. You did tshuva. It's over. It's over. There is a madriga that Ramah says, "V'chatosi l'fanai tamid," that a person says, you know, my sin is always before me. You always feel a little bit of guilt, but even that little bit of guilt is only there to spur you forward to try to get closer and closer to Hashem. It's not there to make you feel guilty. It's not there to make you feel bad. We're not supposed to feel bad. If du as Hashem b'simcha, we're supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of simcha. And I was thinking maybe that's a pshat also in the pasuk Sur Meirava Asei Tov. Right, the pasuk tells us Sur Meira, go away from bad, Asei Tov, and do good. So many explain, no, Sur Meira means you have to like put away the bad and then do good. Like you have to get rid of the bad first and then you can do good. But some Hasidic rebbes kind of say, no, just do good, just do good. Well, what do you mean? It says Sur Meira. So it's thing like this. It doesn't say Shav Meira, do tshuva on the bad. It doesn't say Takena Tzara, like fix the bad. It just says Sur Meira. It just says like stray away from it, like go away from the bad. You know, like leave the bad behind. Okay, you had a negative past. Get rid of it. Forget it. Now just Asei Tov. Just become a new person. Just do good. Be with Simcha and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Simcha. And so therefore, it's important to take that message with us. And so even if I didn't daven with Kavana yesterday, it doesn't matter. I can daven with Kavana today. So if I didn't understand Shir yesterday, okay, so I'll try to understand Shir today. Or if you didn't understand today, I'll try to understand next week. Even though, you know, I wasn't so careful about what time I got to Seder yesterday, or the whole year, doesn't matter. Today I can be careful about it. Even though maybe my Shabbos wasn't the holiest Shabbos, doesn't matter. Next week I can make Shabbos holy. Even though maybe I didn't learn well the whole time, it doesn't matter. I can learn well now. And I think, why is this attitude so important? Because it shows us that really, mitzvos are that precious. Mitzvos are so holy and so precious. When it's asei tov, the ra can't hold you back. There is a concept called mitzvah haba ba'avera. The mitzvah haba ba'avera is only when the mitzvah is when the avera is intrinsic to the avera, is intrinsic to the mitzvah, where either the mitzvah is brought about through the avera, or the mitzvah is at the same time as the avera, and in which case, right now, I've ruined this mitzvah with an avera. But otherwise, if it's disconnected, then like, forget it. It's in the past. I'm too holy. Too holy for that sin. That sin can't hold me back. And that's a very important thing to feel besimcha about, that, to look towards the future, and to say, you know what, even though things may have held me back in the past, let's say maybe I didn't have the best Shana Aleph. Okay, it doesn't mean you can't have an unbelievable Shana Bet, right? Let's say, you know, so you say, oh, I didn't have such a great Chorav Zman. It doesn't matter. You can have an unbelievable Summer Zman when you come back from Pesach. And you know, maybe you'll say, ah, you know what, when I'm in America, you know, I'm just like, I'm going to fall back to the old friends and the old habits, whatever. No, it doesn't have to be. You can say, that's all in the past. And I'm going back into Pesach and I'm going to be Asei Tov. I'm going to build for myself a new life there, a new reputation, a new new experiences. And that's all possible with this koach if we recognize that we have an opportunity now to do tshuva mitoch simcha, ivdu as Hashem b'simcha, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of our hearts and all of our souls in a way in which we are looking for the positive, looking for the good, and we leave the past behind us. And so therefore, no matter how downtrodden we may have felt in the past because of our own issues or because of past experiences, but we can look towards a bright future. Optimism is a very Jewish trait. And we should be zochah to that trait as well. And so therefore, even in Yerushalayim today, when things are hard because of yesterday's attack, but we should be zochah to look towards the future and hope constantly for a future that's full of shalom and achdus and simcha and a gula shleima b'mehir b'minu.
Amen.
Shabbos.
Amen.